Today's learning from the Mishnah Chaim Luz from Shai, Maish HaNeil Rivka Bas Maish HaZirah Sarah Nachmar Maish Mishos Fu Yishalayim Chaim Maish HaMem Malkum Matchit Tzuk Ben Fegel Dina Mirim Baruch Bas Sarah Malkum and Eschus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're getting close to wrapping up Siman Reish Nun Zayin, this Siman on Hatmana. Don't worry, we're not done with Hatmana. We got another two Simanim afterwards. But over here, from here to the end, actually going to be very interesting. It's going to be a little bit of a recap of a whole bunch of different halachas that we've learned previously, some of them related to Hatmana, some of them are not. Not sure we'll finish it today, but between today and tomorrow, hopefully we can wrap this up. So the last thing we learned is that, and this is what's going to lead in today's halacha, is that if I went ahead and I put a cover on my pot that was much larger than the pot, and then I draped the towel over it before Shabbos, so being that the towel is not touching the pot, that is not considered hatmana since there's a space between the pot and the item that is covering it. Says the Mechaber, therefore, it's on for those inside, page Chav Tes, two lines from the bottom. The same, Mutu laniya hakedera betanurim shalana, we allow to go ahead and place an oven, a pot in the oven before Shabbos, ayidei sheyita metay chaticha chai, Chaya, as long as you're adding a piece of raw meat. We'll see in a moment why you need to add a piece of raw meat. V'hu shaloit, again, that's not Hatmana related. V'hu shaloit te'ekedaira negas b'chalom, as long as the pot is not touching the coals. V'yafo pisha mechasa piya b'taner b'gadim, even though you're going to cover up the door of the oven, whether with clothes or a piece of wood. Kivin she'ein ha'begadim no'yim v'kedaira lav Hatmana hishvishari, since it's not touching the pot. So this is really what the Mechaber's point of here, is a continuation of the last halacha. If your Hatmana is an oifen that it's not actually touching the pot, it's not Hatmana. Now, he threw in a couple of other criteria over here that was only not negaya to Hatmana, it was only negaya to the ability to be able to leave it in the oven. Now, just so we don't make a mistake, we're not talking about chazara, we're talking about leaving something in the oven. Chazara, we already spoke about, is problematic into the oven. We'll talk about it more in Shin Yud Ches probably, but right now we're not focused on that. We're focused on leaving something in the pot in the oven before Shabbos. Mechaber is telling us that's not a hatmana. He, Agav, mentions a few other rules that we have to keep to in order to solve other problems of Shia. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Sif Katin Mem Dalet. Till now, the Mechaber was talking about leaving a pot on top of the fire. You're allowed to leave a pot in the oven, even from Friday. Even if it's not gar v'katam, since if you place raw meat in it, we are not concerned that you're going to be mechate gecholim since you're mesiach das. Remember, I said we're going to do a little review from Chazara, Shia, and Hatmana over here in this last part of the siman. So since you're putting a piece of raw meat, we're not worried about chitui because you're mesiach das from it until the morning. The same thing would be either leave a piece of raw meat or it's completely cooked. Because if not, I would be not allowed to leave it in the oven because I'm leaving it in the oven. That's not garif v'katim. Nothing to do with hatmanu. Kanal v'reishon and gimel sif aleph, as we already learned back in reishon and gimel. The avsha kederik kula on the suna v'tay chatana, even though the pot is completely in the oven. U'mechases pi ataner gam b'begadim, and you close up the opening into the oven as well. And this is definitely Maisav Hevel. So normally Atmana, that's Maisav Hevel, is also to do even before Shabbos. This is not considered Atmana. Since it's not the walls of the oven and the whatever you're using to cover the entrance of the oven is not actually touching the pot. Hey, and then the Mechaber said that the pot cannot be sitting on the Gecholim. Why not? Because as the Mechaber learned earlier, that if the actual bottom of the pot is touching the coals, so the Mechaber said that even if just the bottom of the pot is touching the coals, it's considered atmana. However, that's not considered. So the Mechaber said I can leave my pot in the oven. It's not considered hatmana as long as it's not touching the coals. That was going according to his sheet. According to the Ramah, the same halacha would apply even if it was touching the coals. Okay, now, so that was step number one that Mechaber taught us, that leaving a pot in an oven is not considered hatmana, even though there's a heat source over there. It's not considered hatmana at all, since the walls of the oven and the door that's covering the entrance to the oven is not actually touching the pot. Okay, now let's go to the Ramah. Says the Ramah, "Vatmana she'osim medina sa'eli." The hatmana that we do in our cities. Shematminu v'tana, you put it into the tana. V'tochen piyatana betit. Not only that, they seal up the ovens. Shari l'kula alma. Everyone says that it's mutter. K'moshin aspire le'el simen reishin and dal v'aspire le'a common safe simen reishin and tes. As we are going to explain shortly. So what's the Ramah adding on over here? The Mechaber just told us that we can do atman in the oven even without tochen betit. So what's the Mechaber adding on over here? So let's see the Mishabur. With regards to Atmana, we just said it's not Atmana, it's not touching the pot, it's not Atmana. So what's the Rima adding on here? Ela the Ba Loima. He's coming to teach us something differently. The Betiach, when you go ahead and you seal up with the oven, which remember we said that in our version, leaving aside that that's not considered, whether that's considered gur for katam, that's a separate question when it comes to ovens. Since our fire is covered, do we need to put another blech or not? The Rav said, put a piece of silver foil on the bottom is preferable, so you have a nicker. But tiach betit, our version is, put a lock on the oven, or I put a piece of tape over the knobs that would adjust the oven, or the digital keypad that would adjust the oven. Okay, so that's tiach betit. It's another reminder, hey, it's Shabbos, don't touch the oven. Okay, so what's the Ramah telling us? The ba loima, the betiach, once you seal up the door of the oven, shari b'cholinyin. It's mutter completely. Afila ain't noisim by chaticha chayah shabasa. Remember, the Mechaber said, and everyone agreed, in order for me to leave something directly on the fire in the oven before Shabbos, it has to be totally raw or totally cooked. However, the Ramah told us that when it's tiach betit, it doesn't make a difference. Even if it's not totally raw, you can leave it. Vegami If it's partially cooked, I wouldn't be allowed to leave it in the oven because I might be mechata. When I seal up the door, shari, it's mutter. And you should know, the when something is totally raw, then we're not chayshish, because we're assuming that even through being mechata the chalam, it will never be ready for my meal tonight. Aval, pashtida, amina kitnius, amina batzik, memharimless pash. When you have these pastries or these knishes or legumes that cook much faster, and even if you put it into the oven right before Shabbos, totally raw, we are worried. Again, this is all stuff we had. We are worried that you might be mechata, since it could be ready for tonight's meal. We are chayshish. So that's what the Ramah is recapping for us. We have, in order to leave something on the fire that's not garav katam, doesn't have a blech, I have a choice: either totally raw, but it has to be the kind of food that will not be ready until the next day. Or if it's not totally raw, I do, or it has to be totally cooked. Okay, that's also okay. Or third option, that it's tiach betit, meaning that there's that sealed up, that extra reminder. In the places that wasn't the custom of how they treated their ovens. The only way you can put it into the oven right before Shabbos is you have to throw in a totally raw piece of meat, making it that it will not be consumable for the night meal. Except if you're putting it in early enough, that prior to getting to Shabbos, it will be cooked. Or put the blech on. Or put the blech on. As we learned in Siman Reish and Gimel. So he said, if you are tiach betit, it's shari l'kula alma, v'afal pikein yeshoyman, that tzarech lizor, shalo yat ma'kader v'tana v'toichet kolam mikol tzad. Even though we're allowed to leave it in the oven, and as long as it's tiach betit, you should not put the pot embedded within the coals, Kari Atmana Badava Maisa Havel Machas Kecholim Gufa. So although the Mechaber said that sitting on the coals is Atmana, the Ramah said sitting on the coals is not Atmana, but sort of pushing it into the coals, that there's coals surrounding all sides, many hold that that everyone agrees is considered Atmana. But Yesh Makilim is that some say that even though you pushed it into the coals, it's okay that Turach Patifla Yasl Chatuya, because what was the whole reason Atmana is no good? Shemichata. Once I do tiach betit, I seal up the oven, I don't have shem yichata. Hey, Masha, is the ruah of a toivah hachmel chatchil. However, it's better to be machme and not go ahead and do it in that way. Vegami tamach, another reason. Pen yishari gecholim loichashos ad lamachin. You might end up with coals that are hot until the next day. Velo yachel lahasa kedera misham. And you won't be able to remove the fire because, as we learned also, the elber reishdun gimel sif aleph baga. If I put something on the coals and the coals are still burning when I want to take off the fire from, I want to take the pot off, I'm not allowed to, because if I move the coals, I am going to cause them to either burn more or burn less. Either way, you're not allowed to do it. Val kapana b'makam shlei nahagi latiachat stima betit, in the places that we don't close up the oven door, b'vadi asa lahat makatera b'toichai k'cholam, you're not allowed to put the pot in the coals. Even if the pot is completely cooked, as we've learned, hatmana in dav ha'mais of hevel, none except for the one yeshayrin that we had in sivches, which we said we don't paskin like, hatmana in dav ha'mais of hevel is aser. Even we don't use the same rules of shia. Even if it's totally cooked, we have this problem, and you are not allowed to not allowed to do it. Now, let's we're going to finish this up tomorrow, but let's just start off over here. Says to go back to Ramah, U'mitzvah lahat mila Shabbos. There's a mitzvah to put food for Shabbos. You have hot food on Shabbos. K'day che'yoychel chama v'Shabbos, you should eat hot food on Shabbos. So it says there's a mitzvah, we'll see why, and it's brought down very, very big things about this. You should make sure to have hot food on Shabbos. You put food on your blech, crackpot, whatever it is, that you should have hot food on Shabbos. Kizir mikvoid v'oinik Shabbos. This is covered in oinik Shabbos. We'll see. It's even more than that. V'chol mi she'enem maimem v'divrei chachamim. If you don't believe in the divrei chachamim, v'ois achilas chamim v'Shabbos. You say, don't put hot food on Shabbos. Why? Because you're going to come. Remember, there's two problems. Number one is the tzedakim who said, it says, loy sevari eish v'Shabbos, means that you're not allowed to have a fire burning in your house on Shabbos, period, even if you light it before Shabbos. The Chachamim taught us that lights of Ariyat for Shabbos means don't light a fire on Shabbos. There's nothing wrong with having a fire that was lit before Shabbos. Therefore, the Chachamim came along and said that that if you want to show that you believe in the Divrei Chachamim, you have to make sure to have a fire on Shabbos, and you should eat food on Shabbos. So those people who say, I don't want to eat hot food on Shabbos, because I don't want it to run into a problem of Atmana, I don't want it to run into a problem of Bishul, I don't want it to run into a problem of Shia and Chazara. We had all these difficult halachas that we just learned the last few weeks, and I don't want to run into the problem. It says, Chashin Hashem HaBikairisu. Maybe that's his cover-up. He's really a tzaddiki. And therefore, he is saying these things. And therefore, on the contrary, when you eat hot food on Shabbos, and we'll see more about this in the Mishnah Berurah and from others, if you eat hot food on Shabbos, you're showing that you are makbid on, it's not a kula, it's a chumrah. The chumrah is that I'm makbid on listening to the Divrei Chachamim, and therefore I follow the rules. I have a blech, I don't do akmada, I make sure that I make sure my food is cooked completely, whatever it's involved in it, in order to be able to have the food on Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop over here, and Emet Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.